Legally, it's a lot easier to get married than divorced. After all, while getting married usually doesn't require hiring a lawyer, a divorce often does. And 90.5 WESA's Onlee Herring reports, spending thousands of dollars for legal help is not an option for some.
Divorce can be the first time some people want a lawyer. And Barbara Griffin of the Divorce Law Project says they often call the Allegheny County Bar Association to learn how much it will cost.
And they'll faint. And then when they're revived, they'll say, I can't possibly afford that. And they'll be sent our way for help.
Griffin's program is run by the Bar Association. It offers free legal help to people who earn just above the poverty level.
Nice to meet you.
Daria Goines says when she decided to get a divorce this summer, she estimated a private attorney would cost $2,000. But then a coworker told her about the Divorce Law Project, which helped finalize Goines' divorce just last week.
This could have never been done this fast without this program, and there was no need to just string this along.
Goine says legally, her divorce was easy. She just had to sign some forms and all her court fees were waived. That meant she could focus on things like buying new carpet and artwork to dispouse her house.
You know, change the smell, change the color, just to start off fresh.
Goine says it helped that her ex-husband cooperated and that there were no child custody or property disputes. That's one reason she qualified for the Divorce Law Project. Program Director Barbara Griffin says her office only works on simple divorces.
The resources just aren't there to serve everybody who needs help.
And a recent study of Pennsylvania counties shows that without that help, many people don't get divorced at all. The Access to Justice Lab at Harvard led the research. It found that people without lawyers were 87% less likely to terminate their marriages. Harvard's Jim Greiner was part of the research team.
This was among the more disturbing studies that I've been involved with thus far. This really should be, in many instances, a quite simple legal transaction. It's simply a transition for many people from a state of married to a state of not married.
Greiner says even though simple divorces involve no time in court, non-lawyers struggle with complicated requirements. Such barriers could be unconstitutional, Greiner says, because they threaten to trap people in marriage.
I have the liberty to have the personal associations that I want, at least as far as they go with respect to certain marriage or divorce or intimate personal relationships.
That's one reason Greiner believes it should be easier to get divorced without an attorney. Even so, Greiner says there will be messy divorces where there's property or debts to divide up or disputes over custody. In those cases, he says spouses should be given free legal assistance. Allegheny County Common Pleas Judge Catherine Hens Grieco says family court provides that assistance.
Hopefully it's true with all judges that they work really hard to make a level playing field.
Hens Grieco says the court offers education and mediation programs that help some people resolve custody disputes on their own. And she says she and other family court judges work closely with separated spouses to divide their property. But she says that can get complex when pensions, health insurance, and home values are involved. And when mortgages and credit card debt enter the mix.
Somebody who has a lot of debt and can't figure out how to afford counsel. I would worry about the outcome of that.
And without a lawyer in the courtroom, Hens Grieco says all the courts can do is help estranged spouses make the best case they can. Onlee Herring, 90.5 WESA News.